AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The city of Memphis is expected to release 20 hours of additional video today related to Tyre Nichols' deadly beating during a police traffic stop. Last night, the city council passed new ordinances intended to make the city safer. WREG-TV's Ashley Paul.
One ordinance will require traffic stops to be conducted in clearly marked vehicles only. The officers that stopped Tyre Nichols were in unmarked police cars. Other past ordinances include annual independent reviews of the police training academy and regularly reported data regarding traffic stops, arrests, and use of force.
The two surviving Americans among four kidnapped in Mexico last Friday are in a hospital in Brownsville, Texas this morning. Latavia McGee and Eric Williams were discovered by Mexican security forces in a hut in Matamoros. Williams' wife says she had a brief conversation with her husband.
To hear his voice, it was just a lot of crying. My son was there, and my son just wanted to hear his voice, and then he had to go because he was going into the hospital.
Williams was wounded. Two other friends were killed when officials say the group was caught in drug cartel violence. Five women in Texas are suing the state, claiming they were denied abortions at grave risk to their own lives. Amanda Zarowski says she was hospitalized with premature membrane ruptures that meant her fetus could not be saved.
I cannot adequately put into words the trauma and despair that comes with waiting to either lose your own life, your child's life, or both.
New court filings show Fox Chair Rupert Murdoch wasn't buying Donald Trump's claims the 2020 election was stolen. Documents from a Dominion lawsuit over the network's coverage show Murdoch said under oath he thought it was a free, fair vote and fretted Mr. Trump was going, quote, increasingly mad. Yet another eyedrop recall, this time Purely Smooth MSM 15%. CBS's Matt Piper.
Recall notices are warning people that the product is non-sterile, meaning it may contain germs and bacteria. Dr. Catherine Colby of NYU Langone's Eye Center on why the recall uptick.
It's likely from contaminants in the manufacturing.
Five people have been permanently blinded, linked to recalled drops.
The Army debuts a new recruiting campaign today. That'll sound awfully familiar. Correspondent Christopher Cruz.
After falling 15,000 soldiers short of its 60,000 goal last year, the Army is returning to a theme it first released in the 1980s, minus the old jingle.
Be all you can be.
The new campaign will focus on a recruit's ability to be trained on skills in the Army that they can apply to tech jobs when they get out.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinere. Here's what you need to know. After 9 hours of sometimes heated testimony, Wisconsin's GOP lawmakers are preparing to temporarily halt updates to Wisconsin's vaccine requirements for children entering schools and daycare. Wisconsin's Department of Health Services wants to add meningitis to the list of required vaccinations. Another DHS change adds statewide criteria for identifying a substantial outbreak of chickenpox or meningitis. But Republicans say the definitions are overly strict and could be used to keep kids from attending school in person. WPR reporting many of those testifying Tuesday repeated vaccine misinformation, including the widely debunked claim that vaccines cause autism. It's pothole season in Wisconsin, and that can be pricey. When tires drop into a pothole more than a few inches below suspension levels, it can damage the muffler, tires, and rims. Insurance tends to vary between coverages. I'm Jane Matinere. This is Civic Media News.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there's some good news in the Supreme Court race. April 4, 4 weeks from yesterday, 3 weeks from this coming Tuesday, Janet Protasiewicz, very highly regarded judge and former prosecutor, was in the Milwaukee County DA's office as an assistant prosecutor for more than 20 years. One of the best, prosecuted the toughest crimes, murder, sexual assault, gang violence, witness tampering, all of it. According to a poll from her campaign that the Culley people have not denied, she's 10 points ahead. So right now, if it were held as 55-45, she would win. It also shows something very interesting. She picks up the vast majority of independents. And why is that? Because you may remember that in the primary, Kelly and Doro were both in it, both conservatives, Doro in Waukesha County, Kelly at large, looking for work, beaten in the 2020 election, where he'd been appointed by Walker for a brief period of time. And Doro looked like she had a good shot. Well, Kelly's people, this E-line out of Illinois, pumped money in, and Kelly edged her out. Kelly, before that, had said, I won't endorse her if she wins. He said that about a fellow Republican. When Doro lost, she said, I endorse Kelly. She hasn't done anything to support him. Nothing, nada. She hasn't campaigned for him. I doubt she'll vote for him, quite frankly. Janet Protasiewicz has raised far more than Kelly. She has put in several million dollars that she's raised into advertising. Kelly, so far, you've had outside people that put in a couple of million bucks, but his fundraising is anemic. And even with outside fundraising expenditures, Protasiewicz is way ahead of Kelly. That's an indication of people being fed up, frankly, with the Republican Party, and more importantly, fed up with Dan Kelly. So you can't rest on your laurels. It's 4 weeks from yesterday, 3 weeks from this coming Tuesday. Make a plan to vote. Do it absentee by mail. If you don't do that, you'll be able to vote in-person absentee a couple of weeks before the election. you know, and probably 2 weeks before April 4, go in and do it. I do it that way. I like it. I like going to a voting machine, but I like short lines. And you go in and they're grateful to see you, the clerks, because they don't have a lot of activity, especially in a judicial election. And remember something, in April, every 4 years, the presidential primary will be on the ballot. That gets out a huge crowd, but this is not one of them. So in Milwaukee, for instance, the action is Janet Protasiewicz against Dan Kelly for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It is Jody Habersinikin in the special election to the 8th Senate District. And then there are some judgeship and aldermanic races over here. And you have the same thing undoubtedly around the state. But get in there and vote. Get in there and vote. In the primary back in early February, the voting turnout in Dane County was 36%. That's huge in a February primary, in a judicial election, when there's nothing else on the ballot to get people's attention. Milwaukee was 26%, which is pretty good. But we got to get that up. We got to get that up in the general election. And in all of the areas around the state where you're listening to me, you outperformed in all counties, but let's get in there and vote. And then if for any reason you don't do it absentee, Election Day, April 4th, make a plan. If you need childcare, if you need time to get off of work, whatever it is, you go from 7 in the morning to 8 at night, and let's make sure we all vote. The most important election, certainly on the ballot now, if Janet Protasiewicz gets in, that'll be the end of gerrymandering. If Dan Kelly gets in, there'll be gerrymandering for 10 more years. Janet Protasiewicz gets in, whoever wins the 2024 presidential election will get certified, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, regardless of who she voted for. Dan Kelly gets in, he would only certify a Republican winner, even if it was fraudulent. And regard to the 1849 statute regulating abortion, the time when the legislature, women couldn't vote for the legislators that passed it. And based on the science of the early 19th century, Kelly, in my view, is running a kind of crazy campaign. His two main issues are that he will support the Wisconsin Constitution. Well, duh. So do I. So does Janet Protasiewicz and everyone else. What part of the Wisconsin Constitution do you think is at issue here? Well, I don't know, but I'll support it, he says. Okay, you support it. And, you know, this other business when he talks about things like vaccine mandates and all that, that is really, really passe. It really is passe. Come on. At least make it interesting, but make sure you get out and vote. I'll tell you, there's some issues today we got to talk about, and I'll tell you one of the worst. Remember that Tucker Carlson got released from Kevin McCarthy, 40,000 plus hours of testimony, and then he is cherry picking them, and he's going through them going, well, these are just two fellows walking through a hallway. Yeah, it's in some area of the Capitol that they weren't doing all the violence. Well, yesterday, Moscow Mitch, although he was chicken about it, he came out and blasted Tucker, calling it a mistake, which is, I think, pretty weak. But then he says, and Moscow Mitch said he agreed with the letter from the Capitol Police Chief criticizing what Tucker Carlson had done. Okay, that's great. Then next, McCarthy, many people don't remember what McCarthy said right after January 6th. Right after January 6th, McCarthy said Trump bore responsibility, and he floated the idea of a censure resolution against Trump. McCarthy, right after January 6th, said what Trump did was un-American. He said it was the worst day of his career in the House. And now he's what? Jeopardizing security in the Capitol by releasing this video so that the commie Ruskies can see it, the Chaycoms can see it, ISIS can see it, the Iranians can see it. Senator Kramer North Dakota, blasted Tucker Carlson, said it was a lie. So there's some of the Republican senators who are stepping up, but many of them are afraid. They're afraid of Trump's base. They're afraid they're going to get primaried. But for I gotta say this. For a guy like Kevin McCarthy, how chicken and weird is this? Kevin McCarthy, right after January 6th, got up on the House floor and gave a speech in front of everybody saying that what Trump did was, quote, un-American, end quote. Quote, the worst day of his career in the House, end quote. Said that Trump bore responsibility for what happened because he ginned it up. And then McCarthy proposed, they called it at the time, an historic central resolution. I mean, McCarthy seemed to forget that Trump had already been impeached on Ukraine, and he didn't vote for it. So now it's suddenly historic. Well, it looks okay. At least he said Trump should be censured. So what happened? Well, the polls started to come out. Kevin McCarthy got wobbly. He went down to Mar-a-Lago, got down on his knees in front of Trump, and he said, I'm your slave. I mean, quite literally, that's what he was doing, whatever language he actually used. And now he's releasing this video. He has released this video to Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson's gone through it. Tucker Carlson, who lied about Dominion voting machines, said they had a secret portal in the back. He knew it was a lie because in the back room, off the record, he kept joking with the other people. God, this is insane. People like Sidney Powell are crazy. The MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, is crazy. Giuliani's crazy. Rupert Murdoch said that he thought Trump was going mad. And then they go out and say these things about Dominion, that they have a secret portal in the back. Dominion lost a lot of business, and they're suing them for defamation. They're going to win $1.6 billion, between $1.5 and $1.6 billion. And they're very liable to get it, and they're still doing the same stuff. They're still doing the same stuff. All of these people that I've just described, Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, at the time of January 6th, made private contact with some of the Trump people saying, you're going to kill your legacy. You got to call this off. And then Tucker Carlson said back then, believe it or not, quote, I hate Trump passionately. I hate him passionately. This is what he said behind the scenes at the station. I hate him passionately. And this is right after the 2020 election. He said, quote, we are very, very close to being able to ignore Trump most nights. I truly can't wait. I can't handle much more of this. That's Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson, who said there was a secret portal on the air on Dominion behind the scenes saying that people said that were lying and crazy. He's doing the same thing. Right now, he's doing the same thing. He's talked to everybody behind the scenes saying he thought that all of this was crazy. He hates Trump. We can ignore him, and they're doing it again. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after.
Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
My former boss, George Stanley, former editor of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I've told you the story of that my brother and I are fighting over who's going to send our tickets. I think I have claim because I live here.
Exactly.
Right? He's older, but I live here.
Yeah, but that trumps it.
So. It's been decided now. It's done.
I'll tell my parents. That's even more.
You can let him go to one game if he wants.
Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. You know. know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $199 a week, this sponsorship is designed to make your phones ring.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 9 a.m. Friday. Overcast tonight with lows around 31. East winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 36 tomorrow, chance of snow showers. Snow showers likely tomorrow night, 29. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Back to Matt Fendereck. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are lighting up, but before we go to the lines, I want to talk about this one issue. John Bolton, former national security advisor, member to Trump, he issued a warning, and it was a good warning. Remember that Trump, I talked about it yesterday, had talked about in biblical language, I am your warrior, I am your justice, I am your retribution. Well, John Bolton said, I know this guy well, and here's what he was really saying. He was really saying that he would get back at his enemies and anybody he thinks deserves to be punished. Bolton also said, knowing Trump, that that's a signal Trump will not accept defeat another time. It's a call for another insurrection. And remember, one of the things that Trump said in that speech, he said, this is it. Either we win or they win, and we can't have a country if they win. That's apocalyptic. That's from John Bolton. We're going to go to the lines right now, and then I'll tell you an anecdote about John Bolton. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend, thanks for calling. What's your mind, Andy?
Well, isn't it interesting, Matt, that, you know, behind the scenes, the Republicans want Donald Trump to just get lost, get gone, you know. And everybody's sitting on the fence. Well, are you going to run? Are you going to run? Oh, or whatever, you know. With the exception of Nikki Haley. And here, you know, Trump's got everybody paralyzed behind the scenes with whatever's left of the Republican Party. And like you said, those statements that he made, you know, it's like he's just trying to throw more wood on the fire, you know, to don't you cross me or else you're going to pay, you know. I mean, when in history have you ever seen anything like this? This goes on and on and on. It's been going on for, what is it, 7 or 8 years or whatever? It's a real quandary for anybody that calls themselves a Republican, in my mind. I just don't know.
Yeah, that's some good points. Let me respond to that before we go to the next caller. Two things. One is, I think you're absolutely right that all the leaders of the Republican Party in their heart of hearts would like to get rid of Trump because they want to run too. But I'll tell you what, there's a lot of rank and file that follow this guy, and there's enough of them. It's not a majority. It's not even a huge plurality. But there's enough of them that scares these folks because they're afraid they'll get primaried if Trump says they're no good. Look what happened to Robin Voss. Robin Voss was the speaker Now, I'll tell you he's illegitimate, and he's a gerrymandered speaker. He had a primary opponent named Adam Steen. Adam Steen was in his 20s, had no qualifications that I or anybody could see to be in the legislature, and he only had one thing going for him. Trump endorsed him, and he said that Voss was weak on Trump. That's all Steen said. He almost won. He came very close. And that lesson is absorbed by everybody. And one of the guys at this CPAC thing, they interviewed him, Trump supporter, and said, why are you supporting Trump when he did this? He did that. You know, the classified documents, Raffensperger, the whole thing, the insurrection. The guy just chuckled and he said, I like Trump because he used the P word, everybody off. Everybody off. He just angers everybody and he likes that. That's the mindset. There's an anger out there, Andy, and I think that's what's going on. Next up is Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Reminder Day, Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. My question is, at what point does Trump get sued and the Fox commentators get sued because they are at fault for ginning up the crowd for January 6th and spewing all these lies about election fraud, which in the end turned to be false. And, you know, people got killed, people got hurt. So I would think at some point, even some people in the Republican Party should be held accountable for what happened there. And then also the cleanup, the taxpayer cleanup of the mess. But mostly they're at fault for ginning these people up to do what they did. So that's my question, Matt. And thank you for listening to my call.
Yeah, no, Paul, that's very good stuff. Remember a couple of things. The small fry have all been arrested, you know, 1,000 people. And many of them have been convicted and some of them getting jail time. Some of them, the oath keepers and the rest, maybe 6 to 8 years in jail. But the big boys have not been prosecuted. And that's Trump himself. That's Giuliani. That's Don Trump Jr. That's everybody who got up there and Mo Brooks, those are all people that got up and egged on the crowd. So the small fry are going to jail. The big boys are not. That's just plain wrong. Now, who can prosecute these people? Well, Fannie Willis is the only one that's stepping up to the plate. She's terrific. And now the Georgia legislature, gerrymandered illegitimate, passed laws that said that they can yank her. And they're conspiring to yank her so that she can't proceed with a grand jury. That's what's going on down there. Garland could indict him, and all he does, he appointed a special prosecutor who will then take more evidence, and the witnesses that came out of some of those interviews said they didn't get the feeling that there's a lot of passion there, that somehow he was just doing a report of some sort. That's what they said. You know, Garland could prosecute the fake electors, and so could the state attorneys general, but none of them have. The one in Michigan is looking at it. Fannie Willis, it has her eyes set on the fake electors. And Fannie Willis, one of them is a guy named Jones, the lieutenant governor. He was one of the sponsors of the bill that they could yank her. That's crooked stuff. That's Russian stuff, Belarusian stuff. It really is. That's not American stuff. And so there you have it. I mean, when is somebody going to sue them? The $1.5 billion defamation that's against Fox News should put a crimp in their style, but that's not Trump. And he is being sued by the Capitol Police who are injured. We'll see how that turns out, but you're absolutely right. Small fry gotten nabbed, the bad small fry, but not the guys that ginned it up. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The Shaw 101 FM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. A scathing new report from the Justice Department shows the Louisville Police Department repeatedly violates people's civil rights. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
The department has concluded that there is reasonable cause to believe that Louisville Metro and LMPD engaged in a pattern or practice of conduct that violates the First and Fourth Amendments of the Constitution.
The report's a result of an investigation into Breonna Taylor's death. Maybe it wasn't a lab leak.
Investigations are ongoing. There's no consensus yet about the virus's origins.
John Hopkins professor Dr. Paul Allwater testified on COVID before a House panel today. Meantime, senators discuss worldwide threats. Florida Republican Marco Rubio focused on China.
Could they use TikTok to control data on millions of users?
Yes.
Could they use it to control the software on millions of devices given the opportunity to do so?
Yes.
CBS, I'm Monica Ricks.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The city of Madison plans to take car makers Kia and Hyundai to federal court for making their vehicles too easy to steal. Those makes have been targets of widespread thefts in recent months. The mayor says Madison drivers deserve better. Governor Evers tells WisPolitics.com there will be an increase in shared state revenue to local governments in the next budget. Evers says the biggest increase in shared revenue in the last 15 years was only 0.04%.
Not 40, but 0.04%. That's crazy. How can you operate a municipality? I don't care if you're a 300 people township or city of Milwaukee.
Particulars on spending increases are still unclear. Republicans are busy reworking the two-year spending plan. In sports, the Bucks beat Orlando last night. The Badgers take on Ohio State in the Big Ten tournament tonight. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Don't you deserve a job you love? Civic Media is preserving hometown radio, broadcasting from main streets across Wisconsin, and we're hiring radio advertising sales professionals to join our rapidly growing network of local radio stations. If you have a connection to your community, prior sales experience, and want to earn an outstanding living where you and your hard work is appreciated, you should apply right now. Find more information on our website, civicmedia.us. Click on the Careers tab.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Maxine Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. You know, and before we go on to the next segment, I want to raise something that actually Gina Beauclair raised the other day. It's a good point. Sometimes the news sounds so down that it makes people feel down and they don't want to listen to it and that kind of thing. The purpose of especially this station, Civic Media, is to put out factual and historical information that you've got to know. I am personally very optimistic about the United States. I'm a Navy veteran. I remember growing up seeing the greatness of this country. And quite frankly, we're going to get through this. Trump is a criminal, should be indicted. He may not be indicted, may run for president, not going to win. I think Joe Biden will win, but whatever happens, we will get through this. The whole purpose of these broadcasts is to give you the nuts and bolts of history in the making. History is being made every minute. whether you're asleep or awake, it's being made, and you deserve to know what it is. You know what the obstacles are, you know what the opportunities are, you know what the challenges are, and we will get through this together. I'm very optimistic, very, very optimistic. Talk to you also, you know, no party is sort of monodimensionally evil or good. There are good Republican leaders. I've talked about some of them before. So relax. This is informational, not intended to get anybody down, but this way you know all of the facts. Okay. Actually, it looks like Gene of Eau Claire is on the line. Thanks for calling, Gene. What's in your mind today?
Sir, you know, I'm a big fan of yours, but I guess I may not have explained myself very well, because your show and civic media empower people. What I was talking about is what was going on Fox, you know, to see that going on and nothing being done about it. And the people are getting woke, but and then through your station and others, they learn what they can do. So I'm sorry that that impression came apart, but I do have one thing to say, and that is thank you so much for updating us on Judge Janet and the positives. But I just want to let you know, I guess, you know, the other side heard she was doing well. We started to get some really dirty, rotten ads today. I saw on The View, and I was sickened, because now they're showing perpetrators that she let off, which is even more detailed and disgusting than what they had put on before. And that's the first one I've noticed this morning. So thank you, Matt, and keep up the great work. And you know what's really great, too, is all of your callers. All of your callers who care about our country, and you guys all care. So keep up the great work. That is hopeful. What's great going on the regular television set is sad. So thank you, Matt.
That's a great call, Gene. Thank you very much. And I think that that is some terrific word. And let me say one thing about Judge Janet in response to what just Gene just said. The Republicans have 4 weeks to go, and now they are going to unload ads. They've already unloaded it somewhat, and Gene was alluding. They said that she let people off. That's what they say. Let me tell you the real facts. Let me give you an example. Judge Janet has put on an ad that is truthful, that said that Kelly had represented these people who had molested kids, and she showed some of the details, and it was absolutely accurate. He's coming back and going through all of the cases, and let me give you one example. He'll say that somebody was given a shorter jail sentence than he would have said he would. Who knows what he would have done? He's never sentenced anybody to jail in his life. She's done this for something like 26 years. But what do you do in some cases where you have, say, a 17-year-old high school student with a 16-year-old girlfriend, and you're gonna and they're both in love, and you and what you're gonna send him away to or her to prison for 20 years? Look through what Kelly says, and it's not really Kelly; it is these billionaire donors from out of state. Look through it very, very carefully. Much of what they put on is this background and letting off is false. If you looked at the cases themselves, you would understand. So right now, what you have is a desperate Kelly, an absolutely desperate Kelly. And what he's doing is, and as his donors really doing it, trying to slime Janet Protasiewicz. Remember, they would have slimed Everett Mitchell. They slime Mandela Barnes, and they throw slime. They lie. Keep that in mind. Keep that in mind, that how they gin up a case that they said that they would have given a longer prison sentence. She actually has a reputation of giving longer prison sentences than most prosecutors. So if you're going to pick apart her career going in 26 years as a prosecutor and, what, 8 years as a judge or more, go ahead. But get it right. and they do not get it right. She's a tough prosecutor, a tough sentencer. And whenever these clowns put something on, they are simply trying to move Kelly in by lying. And then what they'll do is you'll have gerrymandering for 10 more years. So every time, whenever I see a negative ad against any candidate, and usually against a Democratic candidate, I think, who's paying for that? Who's paying for that? And the minute you know who's paying for it, you know why they are lying. Thanks for calling, Gene. Now, let me get to what is, I think, that one of the most important issue right now, certainly over the next 6 months, and that is the debt limit, and that is making sure we pay our bills. Joe Biden just came out with a terrific proposal to preserve Medicare without cutting benefits. He is proposing that people who make more than $400,000 a year, more than $400,000 a year, will their Medicare tax will increase from 3.8 to 5%. And this is on income. This is on earned income. And this is on unearned income. Earned and unearned, only over 400 grand. Now, when you think of the benefit of Medicare to these people and to everyone else, remember something. In 1965, when Medicare was enacted, the wealthiest 1% had five times the wealth of the bottom 50%. That's it. Five times. Right now, there are a handful of people in the world, well, actually, and all but one in the United States, handful, who have more wealth than the bottom 50%. We have had very severe income inequality. And what Joe Biden is doing is saying, look, look, we have a Medicare tax that starts at $1, and the small fry and everybody else in the middle class are paying it 3.8%. So that's fine, but over 400 grand earned and unearned income, it'll be 5%. That will keep Medicare solvent beyond the year 2050. And then a new administration could look at it. What does Kevin McCarthy do? Kevin McCarthy initially said, we're going to cut Medicare, or we're going to voucherize it and privatize Social Security. He got a lot of criticism for that. He knew that was a loser. So he said, we won't do that, but we're also not going to increase the debt limit until we cut expenditures. Okay, cut expenditures. Has he... Biden said, all right, which ones? He said, I'm not going to tell you. Now we've just discovered that behind the scenes, what the Republicans are doing is their intent is to default. Their intent is to default because there's about a dozen right-wing nuts, Gates, Bobert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, you name them, who will not under any circumstances vote to increase the limit. And if McCarthy does, they will call a vote on the speaker himself. And he's caving in, just like he caved in by giving Tucker Carlson the videos jeopardizing the security of the Capitol after he said right after the insurrection that Trump bore responsibility and he wanted to censure him. That's what he's doing. And they are now talking in the Republican Party about prioritizing debt. What does that mean? Once you default, you have some money. So which bills do you pay? You know, if you're a regular person, you know, do you pay the utilities bill, the phone bill, the grocery bill, the landlord? This is the United States we're talking about. This is not a household. And the clown McCarthy is talking about prioritizing debt. Janet Yellen, Secretary of the Treasury, and other experts and the government said, if we default, and that means just not paying one bill, it will have catastrophic consequences. You can't, as a government, prioritize debt. What they're trying to decide is, do we suspend or cut Social Security payments? Do we not pay bonds when they come due that we've already issued for expenditures that we've already authorized? Do we not pay some people in the federal government? Last time they did this, they didn't pay the FBI or the Coast Guard for a couple of months. Do we not pay secretaries in the Capitol? Do we stop money for the Pentagon? Or do we nibble away, just cut Social Security a little bit, just cut the Pentagon a little bit, stop construction of ships and tanks and ammunition? This is, I can't tell you how dangerous this is. I do not recall a time in U.S. history where there were people who were so treacherous, treasonous to our government. The exception would be 1861, when they fired on Fort Sumter and they started the Civil War. And then it went way beyond that, and that was one of the epical events in our history. But what is the purpose of doing this? The purpose of doing this is to save McCarthy's speakership from people who are traitors to the United States, Gates, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Bobbert, and the rest. Is that the reason? Is the reason to bring down Joe Biden? Because he will be the president at a time and the first default in the history of the United States. Is that the purpose? Is that the purpose? These are unworthy purposes. Now, there are two things that can be done. One of them is you could have six members of the Republican Party support a discharge petition, and all 212 or 13 Democrats would get behind it. And then, despite McCarthy, you know, McCarthy has the power not to let something even come to a vote. Then it would have to come to a vote. The six Republicans in Pennsylvania, New York, and California, I know who they are, and they know who they are, because if they did this, they're not going to get reelected themselves. And it will be raised. That's one way. But what if these six chicken out? What if they miscalculate and think, well, I don't want to be primaried by Trump, and I think that's worse than taking my chances in a general election? That would, by the way, would be a mistake politically. But if they did that, then what? The 14th Amendment, it's our Constitution, says that the full faith and credit of the United States shall not be called into question. Period. Doesn't make any exceptions. Actually, it mentions pensions, among other things. Joe Biden has got to order Janet Yellen and the Federal Reserve to increase the debt limit, which they can do, and then just issue payment to all bondholders, all Social Security recipients, Armed Forces salaries. The Defense Department, we've already passed the budget, with $790 billion. Why are we arguing about this? If the Supreme Court, the six tarantulas, and if McCarthy tries to bring an action to stop it, I frankly would arrest them. And I would take them to Guantanamo and keep them there until they agreed to stop making the United States default on its debt. We're going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And the flames went higher, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Hey, Wisconsin, the spring election is April 4th. Make sure you're prepared with an ID to vote. If you have a Wisconsin driver's license or state ID, military ID, U.S. passport, VA card, or Wisconsin tribal ID, you're all set. If not, you've got options. For free help getting an ID to vote, call or text Vote Riders at 866-ID-2-VOTE. That's 866-ID, the number 2, V-O-T-E. Call or text today, 866-ID-2-VOTE.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Weather brought to you by you and your great business. For just $199 a week, this sponsorship is designed to drive traffic to your website.
But the offer absolutely ends March 15th. Log on civicmedia.us/weather. civicmedia.us/weather.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter weather advisory begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow evening and continues until 9 a.m. Friday, 31 tonight. Under cloudy skies, east winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for snow showers tomorrow, 36. Cloudy tomorrow night, snow showers likely, 29. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow through Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine. Through the bumps of dime in your prime.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, the lines are live. I'll go to you in a second, but I want to get to this one issue. Zelensky of Ukraine just invited Kevin McCarthy to come, the way Moscow Mitch had come and Schumer and everybody had come, to take a look at how American military aid is being spent. And Kevin McCarthy, under pressure from the treason wing of the Republican Party, which is Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, etc., said, "I will not come. There'll be no blank checks for Ukraine." He is starting to knuckle under them on stabbing Ukraine. They're all pro-Putin. As you know, Tucker Carlson is pro-Putin. The Russian savages continue to commit genocide and to commit acts of sadism in Ukraine. Zelensky and the Ukrainians have been standing up magnificently. We cannot have a circumstance where the House, because they're being held hostage by the treason wing, tries to cut off any aid over there. At some point, if there's not a discharge petition by a couple of Republican lawmakers to get that out, there's going to have to be harsh action taken by Biden as an executive order. We go to lines. Brian of Wisconsin Dells, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Brian?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the judge you were talking about a little bit and the misleading ads, as you described them. It seems to me like you're misleading people because they're not talking about 17 and 16-year-old girls or a boy and a girl and sending them away for 20 years. I mean, this judge has let people off that molested little girls, adults molesting little
that
girls.
That is false,
no,
Brian. When you call into this show, you call in with factual information, and you don't shoot your mouth off with things that are false. Go to the next one. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dick?
Man, I know this can't be done, but how much did the Trump administration add to the debt in just 4 years' time?
Right, $7 trillion, and
a percentage
administrations wise, have added. Hold on, Republican administrations have added more to the debt than Democratic administrations. Remember that Bill Clinton balanced the budget in the year 1999-2000. He was criticized by the Wall Street Journal for doing it, saying a little debt is good. These people are critical. Is a soft word for them. Go ahead.
Well, here's where I was going to go with it. I know this would be a pittance in the amount of money, but one thing that added to it greatly was that Paul Ryan and the Republicans' great tax giveaway to corporate in the first year of Trump's administration. How about we go to every single member of Congress in the House and Senate and anyone who voted for it, we garnish a percentage from your check on that amount. And nothing money-wise, but it might convey to them just what you did to the country and to the average taxpayer in this country.
No, look, I like all of that. Here's the thing, Dick. We are in the middle
but
right now.
I know
now.
It can't be done.
Yeah, no, it can be done. But thanks for calling, Dick. we're in the middle of that. But here's the real issue, and here's the important issue. The important issue is the debt limit. We've gone over the deadline. If it is not raised by, I think it's June 1st, if it's not raised by June 1st, what's going to happen is that we are going to have to shut down parts of the government. They've done this before. Now, McCarthy in the background is lying. What he's saying is publicly, okay, I made a mistake. I said that we were going to cut Social Security and Medicare. No, we're not. No, we're not. Never, never, never. And Biden goes to him and says, okay, you don't want to do that. And you don't want to cut defense, and neither do I. What do you want to cut? I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. You have to tell me. You have to tell me. You have to tell me. This is what the treason wing of the Republican Party is doing. So Biden's very, very upfront. He says, okay, what we're going to do on incomes of over earned and unearned income of over 400 grand a year, we are going to increase the tax from 3.8 to 5% for Medicare. Okay, that will keep us solvent to the year 2050 and beyond. Okay, when Medicare was passed in 1965, the top 1% had five times the wealth of the bottom 50%. Now, I think it's four or five multi-billionaires have as much wealth as the bottom 50%. So something's got to be done. And what he is saying is, let's save Medicare. McCarthy's going, well, you got to cut something. You want me to cut Medicare, McCarthy? No, 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 I don't want you to cut Medicare. I did want you to cut Medicare, and secretly I'm talking about voucherizing it, but publicly I'm not telling you I'm going to cut Medicare. Okay, what are you going to do? What I am telling you is that they have decided in the Republican Party to default. This is all a scam. They're saying that they are going somehow to, we're just negotiating on what gets cut. They're not. They're talking about prioritizing debt. They're meeting on this. And they're arguing about, should we cut defense? Should we cut salaries? What branches? We don't like the FBI. We won't pay them again because the last time we didn't pay them. The Coast Guard, maybe we can get away with cutting the Coast Guard last time, because if you cut the Marines, people know about that. The Coast Guard, they're not so sure. Do we dare cut some Social Security benefits? Or can we send them a voucher? Can we send them an IOU and say, we are going to pay you, just not now? Listen, well over half the people in this country depend on Social Security and all in part for their income in their old age. In West Virginia, it's over 60%. If you suspend a payment or cut it in half, their folks are going to get evicted. They're going to be folks that miss a lot of meals. For old people, this isn't a good idea. Why are we doing this? Why are we doing this? So McCarthy can stay speaker because he's afraid of what, Trump, and he's afraid of Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar and Lauren Boebert and Mo Brooks and Andy Biggs. And, you know, is this what it's come down to? And the clowns in the Republican Party won't do a discharge petition, even six of them. There are four Republicans that got elected in New York State. And they're vulnerable. They got to come with a discharge petition. And so do the people in California and Pennsylvania. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great call as always. Thanks for calling in. Matt Flynn Direct. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing.
Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station.
We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results.
But you must hurry. This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.